This is Sabrina Marie, host of the Building Abundance Success Series. Our primetime mastermind that promotes empowered focus, decisive action, and inspired outcome. Our spotlight is on wellness, and my guest is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. You know him from CNN, Martha Stewart Living, and the Dr. Oz Show. Today he talks about his latest book, Natural Cause, Natural Cure. We get into natural cures for pain, not only fibromyalgia, arthritis, but we also today talk about his SHINE program and how he came to invent that. It's a lot more personal than you think. He also talks about hormones, how we can increase our energy, what hormones play in the role of energy. This is fantastic information, not only that you'll enjoy, but that you can use. Let's get to it.
So is that why many patients can go to the doctor and the doctor's sort of looking at them like they've got four heads? What?
Yeah, the doctor says your tests are normal, you're fine. The doctor says, I don't know what's wrong with you, you're crazy. And those are abusive statements. You know, a proper statement is, I don't know what's wrong with you, I'm sorry. That's an honest statement. But when you tell a patient and their family, I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy, that's abusive. And especially when it occurs because the doctor doesn't know how to interpret the test properly and confuses normal range and healthy. And you ask any lab pathologist, you know, the experts of PhDs in lab chemistry, they say, all the normal range tells you in most cases is whether the person's in the lowest 2% of the population or highest. It's not meant to say healthy or not healthy. It just gives you an idea where, relative to the rest of the population, this person falls. And if they're in the lowest 5% of the population, most doctors say the test is fine. It's not fine.
Hmm. Now, you went through this. What was your journey with it, and how long did it take at that time for you to get diagnosed?
Oh, God, yeah. I learned about this disease the old-fashioned way. I had it. So it was back in 1975, and I was in medical school, and I'd gone through, and medical school was like a leisure activity. I mean, the rest of my life was total chaos. And I came down with this nasty viral infection, what I call the drop-dead flu, and it just didn't go away. And being in med school, all the professors are going, oh, well, you know, the blood certainly shows a very severe virus, you know, because they could see, they couldn't identify the virus, but they'd see all these reactions we see in the blood from the virus. But they'd figure, well, 6 weeks later, he should be fine. You know, 12 weeks later, still barely getting out of bed, my brain was pretty shot. And then they did what they usually do, which is, oh, well, you must be depressed then. You're a depressed med student, that's what it is. And that's finally what I had to do, is I had to drop out of med school. And since I was paying my own way, no more work study, no scholarships, no loans, that meant I was homeless, sleeping in parks.
Oh,
and, well, it was an interesting journey. I mean, I learned more there. It's like God hung a holistic medical school sign on my park bench. And naturopaths that come by, healers that come by, all these different people that would teach me the bits and pieces of what I needed to know to recover.
Wow.
And got well, went back to med school, and has spent the last several decades researching and teaching about this disease. In retrospect, it turned out to be a real blessing. But if you had told me that at the time, I probably would have smacked you upside the head. Yeah, so.
Now, from that time, you were able to help yourself to actually seeing not only the terms that we call chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and doctors doing anything. How long did it actually take for people to actually recognize this?
Well, it wasn't until many years later that they even came up with a diagnostic label for these conditions. So they came up with a diagnostic label for chronic fatigue syndrome and then for fibromyalgia, but that was over a decade later that the fibromyalgia,
that
there was even a, even early 90s, that there was even a name for fibromyalgia.
Wow.
So it was something that before then, holistic doctors would talk about adrenal fatigue, subclinical hypothyroidism, candida. There'd be a host of these different component pieces that we're learning about. But they didn't even have a name to the disease back then.
Now, you have a SHINE protocol for this, and of course, it's your protocol. I want you to talk about that and how we might be able to help some people out there who may be going through these symptoms and may be really questioning themselves if they can't get answers to these questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sabrina, let's start with a simple, I want to start just briefly with a diagnosis, because if you, the way that you tell that you have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia is if you have exhaustion combined with severe insomnia, and it's persisted more than 3 months. So if you have that mix of symptoms, and especially then if you ache all over and you have brain fog, you've got these problems until proven otherwise. Even if you have other conditions like lupus or things like that that cause it, when you get that can't sleep despite being exhausted, it suggests you've blown that circuit called the hypothalamus, and it's not damaged, it's just turned on low. So, and it's an energy crisis. So to restore energy, we use the SHINE protocol, which is where you treat sleep, hormonal support, infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able. So S-H-I-N-E. Our double-blind placebo-controlled published research has shown that 91% of patients improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life when you treat those areas.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Great. That's great. So you say the exhaustion and the sleep. I wanted to ask a question. When you were going through that, you know, your exhaustion and your sleep patterns, were they way off the chart like that?
Well, you haven't. Yeah, I mean, my brain, you know, it was pretty exhausting, and sleep was a problem. Mm-hmm. And what you had was a widespread pain and this trigger point things. But what really got me was a brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
And as a medical student, I'm used to being pretty sharp and really bright, and all of a sudden I could barely tie my shoes without, you know, tying them together and stumbling over. I remember they put me in this lab. They said, well, this is a good place for a med student to recover. We'll put you in the lab and you just, you know, take a little pipette and put, you know, little aliquots of serum in each of these little wells. And I couldn't do it without contaminating the well. So it was just like, my brain was like gone. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you say the all of exhaustion, insomnia, achiness, forgetfulness, fog, increased thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Where does that come from?
Well, we talk about the multiple hormone deficiencies. We talk mostly about things like thyroid and adrenal and then the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. But there's a host of other hormones that really are at issue here. So one of the hormones that we'll see being low is antidiuretic hormone. That's the anti-peeing hormone,
mm-hmm.
also controlled by the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what holds water in your body, keeps you from peeing. So when that's low, people, what's the technical description? Drink like a fish and pee like a racehorse.
Okay.
They have trouble holding out to water. Another interesting hormone that we're just starting this will be the first show that I've talked about this on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is breaking news. There's evidence suggesting now that the hormone HCG, which is basically similar to the hormones that control estrogen and progesterone production, called FSH and LH in the body. They're similar, but this is a hormone that goes up during pregnancy. The placenta makes it. It modifies immune function. And the reason this was interesting is because we find during pregnancy, a lot of people feel better during pregnancy. The CFS and fibromyalgia eases up a lot. And then we find that many people have the CFS and fibromyalgia began right after their baby was born, a postpartum trigger. And we had thought maybe that was CRH or volume changes, you know, other hormones. But there was a study just came out showing that using HCG, that's the hormone that the body makes, placenta makes during pregnancy, was associated with a dramatic decrease in pain in a set of chronic pain patients who were on massive doses of morphine for years. And these are the worst of the worst for chronic pain, including fibromyalgia patients. They gave them HCG, and the dose of morphine they needed dropped by as much as like 50%.
Mm.
And most of the people felt much better. And that started the wheels turning and thinking, huh, well, you know. And I started asking other doctors who were using HCG for the weight loss issues. And some of them are finding that, yeah, their fibro patients improved during it. And on my Facebook page, we have over 1,000 people that are regulars on the page. You know, we started putting this out, and people reported back that, yeah, when they did that, their pain went away, their fibro improved, the CFS improved. So we're getting ready to start. It's a pretty benign treatment. So we're getting ready to start giving trials of people with CFS and fibro, especially who have severe pain or don't respond to other treatments, giving them an injection of HCG. The nice thing is, you know, after the first dose, one dose is enough to tell you if your pain is going to ease up. Although I recommend, and then it needs to be taken ongoing. We're ready to start using this since people with CFS and fibromyalgia. And I see patients from around the world. I treat them either by phone consultation or they come to the office. But we also have fibromyalgia and fatigue centers all around the world. Not all around the world, all around the country, there's centers. And I'm starting to train the doctors, and that's going to take a little bit of time. But we're starting to train them. We've trained them about the SHINE protocol, but we're going to be adding in the HCG for those doctors that are willing, which I think will be most of them. So this is an exciting new possibility for a whole new treatment for people where nothing has been able to help them, and especially for those with severe chronic pain or your CFS began after you delivered your baby or you felt much better during pregnancy. These are suggest to me that the HCG is really worth trying in your case.
Hmm.
And heard here first. So not on CNN, not on Fox, not even on the Dr. Oz show or these different places where I usually am. Heard first here on Sabrina Marie Show.
Well, of course, you know, they follow us, so, you know, hey.
There you go.
they follow our trend, so. But, you know, you have the SHINE protocol, so you're going to be giving these trials. How long do you think it's going to take for other people to catch on?
Well, because if it does work as well as we're hoping, I'll be promoting it. And again, I don't make any money off the HCG. I don't sell HCG and stuff. So it gives me a certain added credibility. It's going to take years to catch on in the medical community, in the general medical community. But since I train doctors all over the world, it'll catch on in the holistic community, much more quickly.
No.
And it's a very simple protocol. It's just real easy.
Well, that's awesome in terms of, you know, it being groundbreaking like that and you being on the cutting edge. In terms of the sleep restoration, now, that is something that people have an issue with, whether they have chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or whatnot. And getting back to the sleep, how do you think that the restoral, not just of the sleep, the brain fog and all that other stuff with this the HCG? Do you think that it would actually help in I don't know whether you could say a complete cure. There's no complete cure for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, right? There's no, it's just
In some cases there are. And if you look at my case, you know, if you follow my schedule, make your head spin around just in terms of, you know, how much travel and the work I do, but I only do what I love doing. So, people can recover from the disease, just like people can recover from high blood pressure with proper treatments and the rest. So it's a very treatable disease, and a significant percent of people, you turn the circuit breaker back on, and they, you know, feel better, and they feel normal, and they stay feeling normal.
Yeah,
you know, people come and say, well, can you guarantee me I'm never going to blow a fuse again? I say, no, if you go back to doing what blew the fuse in the first place, you're going to blow it again. And sometimes they do, and then they come back going, I was feeling so well for 5 years, and I started doing 90 hours a week work, and I'll say, okay, well, let's tune you up, turn the circuit breaker back on, listen to what your body's telling you, and then they feel better again.
Your book mentions top natural prescription supplements for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and in terms of the revitalization sleep formula. Can you talk about these, and are these very effective with your patients?
Yes, and I like to use what I call comprehensive medicine as a term coined by the late Dr. Hugh Reardon, who's really a hero in the field. It's using the best of natural and prescription therapies. I'm not against prescriptions. I'm just against the insane way that they're used in our country, which is toxic and dangerous, not to mention, you know, bank-busting. So let's take a look at a mix of both for sleep. Let's start with sleep and go through each of the components of SHINE. Sleep, there's a mix of six herbs, as you notice, called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's one that I designed, but my royalties all go to charity. You can find it most any health food store. Everything we'll talk about today that's natural can be found in most health food stores. and also at vitality101.com, which would be my website, but easy to find. So the revitalizing sleep formula by enzymatic therapy makes us six herbs. Valerian, passion flower, which most of all the good sleep aids have, wild lettuce, Jamaican dogwood, hops, and theanine. All six of those together at optimal levels make this a very powerful sleep formula, very safe, very gentle, very effective, non-addictive, for anybody with insomnia. Now, in chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, it helps, but no one treatment, prescription or otherwise, is going to be enough to take care of the sleep problem, because the sleep center itself is not working properly. So it's going to take a mix of things. Other natural remedies, melatonin. For sleep, 0.5 milligram gives the full effect for sleep in most people. But I'm going to note that for those of you who have acid reflux at nighttime, which is very common, and we'll talk about that on another show when you talk about indigestion, but the melatonin, 6 milligrams, so not 0.5 milligram, but 6 milligrams, actually helps decrease acid reflux at nighttime while you're sleeping. Gives an added benefit. For people who find that their mind is wide awake at bedtime, you know, tired all day, tired all day, tired all day, and then your head hits a pillow at 10 p.m. and all of a sudden it feels like it's, you're wide awake and like it's morning, even though it's like, you know, pitch black outside. For that, the adrenal cycles are off and off, and there's a natural mix called Sleep Tonight. And you'll know for all of these things, you'll know the first night or two you take it, you're going to see the effect, even though it builds over time. So all of those three can be taken together, very helpful for sleep. And then I will add medications, but in very low dose. And I'm going to avoid the Valium-type medications, which actually worsen sleep quality and get addictive. But things like Trazodone, Flexeril, Neurontin, even Ambien, but in very low dosing, you'll find that the combination of natural and prescriptions will get most everybody with this disease sleeping like a puppy, getting their 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. And I know a lot of listeners out there saying, you're crazy. I'm lucky if I can get 4 hours. I'm saying, I hear you. But I've treated thousands of people with this disease, and I can count on my fingers the number of people I've not been able to get good sleep using this approach. Yeah.
You mentioned an anti-yeast. What is that, anti-yeast?
Well, let's take a look at eye for infections.
Mm-hmm.
And the eye in the SHINE protocol, would be infections, and candida overgrowth or yeast is the most common and most important infection in this disease. Now, there are dozens of infections. You have viral infections that have reactivated. Some patients have Lyme disease or other antibiotic-sensitive infections. There are literally dozens of different infections that are playing a role, parasites. But the candida is the most important one because if you get an idea of the size of the organism, to put in perspective, and this is very rough, if a virus is about the size of a ballpoint on a ballpoint pen, you know, the tip of a pen.
Right.
And then a Lyme or a bacteria, those guys would be maybe the size of a sofa. And then the candida is the size of the whole house for the organism. And these are massive. And they overwhelm the immune system. The immune system can't get ahead of them without help. And so to treat the candida, and the signs that you have candida, anybody with CFS and fibromyalgia, I just presume they have candida and treat them. But other signs would be things like sinus congestion, post-nasal drip, chronic sinusitis, or spastic colon. So you have gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. And those symptoms suggest yeast and will often go away once you treat the candida. Now, the anti-yeast you're asking about is a mix of many different natural remedies that help suppress candida. But by itself, it's not enough. It's helpful, but you need to add the probiotics, and I will add the medication Diflucan for 6 weeks as well.
Now, these yeasts are caused by a host of things. Can a high glucose level send yeast spiraling out of control?
Well, absolutely. You'll see in diabetics, candida or yeast overgrowth is a major problem. But anybody who has a high sugar intake, which is basically most Americans, and especially a lot of people get sugar cravings with the CFS and fibro, and then they eat a lot of sugar, and that drives the yeast crazy. I mean, basically, it's like they're having an orgy in your gut. Also, antibiotics kill off the natural predators to the yeast. We have trillions of healthy bacteria in a healthy gut, that keep the yeast in check. And when we keep taking antibiotics, then the yeast overgrow. And women know that as a yeast infection, but, you know, we're talking about in that 6 to 10 feet of colon, which is where the real issue is. And perhaps in the small intestine as well. That's where the problem is. And, you gotta kill those buggers off. You have to put healthy bacteria back in. And I'd like to use probiotic pearls to do that. Pearls, if you take healthy bacteria, the probiotics, they're killed by stomach acid. That's part of the job of stomach acid. And the studies show that 99.9% of those bacteria will be dead before they get past the stomach. And then they don't put up much of a fight. So when I give probiotics, I like to give them in a form called pearls. They're a little pearl that will not dissolve in acid. They're like little tanks that carry your troops past the stomach acid safely and then dissolve in the alkaline environment of the small intestine. And now you're releasing 5 billion healthy troops instead of most probiotics. So you have a couple half-dead stragglers that survive the stomach that help a little bit but don't put up much of a fight. And the nice thing is just one a day. It's called Pearls Elite. And that one, again, any health food store on our website, easy to find, not expensive, makes it very, very easy for people.
So adrenal stress, how does that affect people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia?
Well, let's look at hormones in general, the H and shine. So hormone number one would be the adrenal. And what you're going to find is that the adrenal is their stress handler. And many people get adrenal exhaustion from the stress of their illness, also because that hypothalamic circuit breaker controls adrenal function. So there's a lot of things bringing down adrenal function. And when you have low adrenal function, you're going to know because you're going to get irritable when hungry. It's not the normal, you know, most people go, oh, honey, I'm hungry. And, you know, you're driving down the road and you say, oh, nice restaurant, a half hour up the road. Why don't you stop there? We'll get a bite. And okay, let's do that. Not to the low adrenal. You know, when if you have low adrenal and you turn to your honey and you say, I'm hungry, and they say, we'll eat in a half hour, you look at them and say, you'll be dead by then. Food now. You know, it's like in the next 3 minutes. So if you get that feed me now or I'll kill you when you're hungry, that's low adrenal. Crashing with stress, recurrent infections, these chronic sore throats that seem to take forever to go away. Less common, but those go away when you treat your adrenal, because adrenal regulates immune function as well. But the feed me now or I'll kill you, that irritability when hungry. If you're going to a divorce attorney or marital counselor, good chance that one of the two of you or both of you have low adrenal. That's funny because you treat the adrenal thing and all of a sudden the marriage problems go away because there's not just like things coming out when the people are hungry. That often drives the problem. So I mean, that's not the only thing, but that's a common, I tease, if you want to find people with low adrenal, go to news media offices around, they're on deadline all the time, or sit outside of a marital counselor or a divorce attorney's office, and they'll just stream on by.
Wow.
And it's easy to treat, is a nice thing.
Now, nutritional supplementation for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, there's certain things that will actually help with this. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So if we're moving to the end, the nutritional support in shine. Let's start with a couple things. One, there's a study that we recently completed that's pending publication using a special nutrient called ribose. It is actually a key energy nutrient in the body. And what the study showed is that there's an average 61% increase in energy after 3 weeks of using it. This is 257 fibromyalgia patients at 53 different health centers. Average 61% increase in energy at 3 weeks by taking the ribose. And it can be found under the brand name Corvalen, C-O-R-V-A-L-E-N. Again, easy to find online. Vitality 101, we've got it. You want to take one scoop, which is 5 grams, 3 times a day, for the first 3 weeks, and then you can drop it down to twice a day. It looks and tastes like sugar. It does not cause yeast overgrowth and doesn't cause the same problems as sugar does. It's actually a healthy sweetener. Put it in food, liquids, water, however you want to take it. Really easy. And people find by 3 weeks, the effect is dramatic. Other nutrients, multivitamin powder. There's a very good one called the Energy Revitalization System, vitamin powder. That one's made by enzymatic therapy. One drink replaces over 35 tablets of supplements. And for those who think I'm pulling their leg, try to get what's in that one scoop of powder in less than 35 pills. If you can do it, I'll give you $50. It usually takes most people 60 pills to get what's in the one drink. And it's just really easy. Get everything you should be getting in terms of vitamins, minerals, energy cofactors, amino acids from A to Z, with a few exceptions. It doesn't have iron because I want to document the low iron before I treat iron. And it doesn't have essential fatty acids because oil and water don't mix. But let's take a moment and talk about essential fatty acids because that's a biggie here.
Yeah.
Many people with CFS have, they're low in fish oils. And it causes depression, it causes pain, it causes inflammation. So if you have dry eyes and dry mouth, which is very common, and CFS fibro, to me that's a marker of that you need fish oil. If depression, which is about 1 out of 8 people, just like any other chronic disease, a marker that you need fish oil. But the nice thing is that instead of having to take 8 capsules like you do of most fish oils, there's actually a new one out by Enzymatic, this one's by Europharma, called Vectomega. This is the only fish oil that I would use outside of just eating salmon or tuna. All you need to do is take one a day, one capsule a day, or tablet in this case, and it replaces over 8 fish oil capsules. So no fish oil burps, much lower cost, much easier. And again, I don't take money from any of these companies, so you'll find that I tend to give thumbs up or raspberries very easily. If I think something works, it's going to get a thumbs up. If I think something doesn't, it's going to be, and if the companies don't like it, hell with them. So it's, and we'll talk about medicines later, ones you that will kill you, ones that will help you, but when you talk about pain, we'll talk about natural things too. So the Vectomega, wonderful, wonderful. It's the way to take fish oil support if you need fish oil. 1 or 2 a day. Most people, just 1 a day is all they're going to need. Iodine, another big deficiency. It's an epidemic. Iodine deficiency is a recurring epidemic in this country. It's coming back for a number of reasons. We've lost half our iodine intake in the last 30 years. And low iodine will contribute to not only low thyroid, just with normal blood testing, decreased thyroid function, but you will also see breast cysts and I think increase in breast cancer. So in women with breast cysts or breast tenderness, I'm going to put them, and the product I would use is called Tri-Iodine. Again, that's a Europharma product, any health food store, we have it on our website. Anywhere from 6 to 12 milligrams would be the dose. Anybody with breast cancer, I'm going to put on that. But also, if you have unexplained fatigue and CFS and fibro, it will not change your thyroid level functions, but it'll change your thyroid activity. People feel better. So it's worth a trial of the iodine for a month, and people will often find that they get a marked improvement in how they feel.
What about vitamin D? How is that important for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia?
Well, vitamin D is important for any immune issue. And what we're seeing, for example, multiple sclerosis, which is an autoimmune problem, if you live in the northern altitudes where there's less sunshine, and sunshine makes vitamin D, there's a dramatic increase in MS. Another study to show that if you get more vitamin D, your MS tends to settle down. It's going to be less severe. But fibromyalgia as well, many people, it's a balance. Many people do not have enough vitamin D, and that increases the pain and inflammation that's been associated with that. On the other hand, too much vitamin D may actually make it harder for your body to fight some infections. So I like a thousand. There's two arms to our immune system. You can think of it as the tank divisions and then the chemical warfare division called TH1 and TH2. And what happens is that our immune system goes on overdrive and gets imbalanced in one arm of the immune system, making the other one weaker. And the vitamin D, depending on whether it's in the 25 form from sunshine or gets converted to 125, I know I'm speaking in tongues here, but the form will help determine that balance of your immune system. So not enough, and you're going to be immune deficient, too much, and you're going to be unbalanced in your immune function. And I don't consider vitamin D blood tests reliable. In fact, And I'm a big proponent for getting more D. I think vitamin D deficiency is one of the biggest, most important deficiencies in the country. But I think the tests are, as I said, they're not reliable. They're reliable in large scale studies, but in individuals where you're, you know, not accounting for whether what form the vitamin D is and blah, 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 you're chasing your tail. And what I recommend is don't do the blood test. Just get some sunshine and get a multivitamin that has 1,000 to 2,000 units of D in it. And the vitamin powder has the 2,000 units of D. So people have plenty. And stay away from the blood test, so you're going to be chasing your tail.
Now, in your book, you talk about moderate exercise, and that sort of goes against the grain when your symptoms are that you're tired and you have brain fog and you've got pain. How important is exercise?
Well, it's critical because, you know, the problem that, let me start, that a lot of people go to the doctor and they say, I'm exhausted, I can barely get out of the chair, and the doctor says, just exercise more, and you want to sit there and take the paperweight and on their desk and heave it at their head if you only have enough energy to pick it up and throw it. So, I mean, that's just crazy. But the thing is that as you improve energy production, which we do with Shine, people with this disease are deconditioned. And it's important to get reconditioned. So the E stands for exercise as able. And that may be just walking a couple steps a day or walking to your mailbox or and other people can be walking a mile or so. You want to see how much you can comfortably do. And I recommend a pedometer because for $15 you can get a good pedometer. It'll measure how many steps you take a day. And you may see that, okay, you're starting to increase 100, 200 steps a day. You wouldn't notice it, but you will on the pedometer, and it gives you really nice biofeedback. But you want to walk as much as you feel comfortably able without getting next day crashing. If you exercise too much, before you do the Shine protocol, you're going to crash and burn and be bedridden for the next day or two, called post-exertional fatigue. And so you want to do as much as feels comfortable and feels good tired after and the next day. After 10 weeks on the rest of Shine, you'll find you can then start to increase your walking by up to a minute every day or two. Because now you're making, your energy production is going to be skyrocketing and your body's going to be able to condition. That's how E is done. That's how you do the exercise.
So this deconditioning of the body, because, you know, of course, if you're in pain, you don't want exercise, but in exercising, you're actually doing your body a lot of good.
You're helping to maintain what conditioning you can. So there's a balance to be struck. So if you just do an exercise program where that's all you do and you make the person feel like a lazy crazy if they don't exercise, that's abusive. That's stupid. But if you don't do any exercise, you're going to decondition. I mean, you look at astronauts who go up in space for 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
These are big strapping football player type guys. And then the capsule lands and, you know, they come out and they wave to the audience and they carry them away in a stretcher. Because 4 days of non-weight bearing is enough to go ahead and totally decondition them. And, you know, it's no different than Earth. You know, it's people decondition. It's use it or lose it. So starting to use it, to use your abilities, you know, start walking. If you're too weak to even be able to walk, then do a warm water pool will help you recondition because you're semi-weightless in the pool. So it's easier, and then you can build up to where you can start to walk a bit. But the key is to use the rest of the Shine protocol to restore energy production so you can condition. When you do that whole package, that's when the exercise part makes sense.
Now, I like in your book you talk about happiness deficiency. Severe stress can trigger these health issues. Talk about the importance of relaxing, because I think all of us in America are under so much stress, and many of those stressful things we put on ourselves.
Well, let me talk about the psycho-spiritual component of disease. I don't think any illness, whether you're talking about cancer, I mean, heart disease, studies show that increased, you know, if you have anger and you have a lot of rage and that's repressed especially, if you have high hostility, you're 3 times as likely to have a heart attack. So does that mean when somebody comes in the emergency room with crushing chest pain, you say, relax, go home, meditate? Maybe later, but first you treat them, put them on intensive care unit, and you treat the heart issue. And then you treat the psychodynamic. So in chronic fatigue syndrome, the psychodynamic, think about it, it's an energy crisis. The psychodynamic is people with low self-esteem as a child, overachieving, trying to get approval from people who aren't going to give it. These are basically approval seekers who can't say no.
Wow.
Afraid of conflict. So where if you have the chairwoman of the committee on 1,000 ways to waste everybody's time, and you know, she goes up to everybody saying, well, you chair this committee, and everybody like runs across the street and hides, you know, or goes, no, the person with CFS is too tired to run away, and their gut is going, run, say no. But what comes out of their mouth? Well, first the brain's going, well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? Somebody needs to. It's a socially responsible, blah, 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 blah. And out of the mouth comes a yes when the gut is going, no, run. Okay. And that's a recipe for blowing the fuse. So what I teach people is I'm going to teach you with Shine how to restore energy production. But if you use that energy to go back to doing a life you hate that made you sick in the first place, you will blow a fuse again. So all those things that you haven't been able to do because you're sick, that you feel like you don't want to do, that feel like, ugh, when you think about doing them, don't do those. All those boxes of paperwork you haven't gotten to, if you haven't been arrested for doing that, set them on fire. Put them in a storage locker somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go back and you say, oh, well, when I feel better, I'm going to do those 28 boxes of paperwork I've built up over the last 10 years, your body's going to say, thanks for the warning. Denied. You know? So it's go back to doing those things that feel good. Whether it's in the business, whether it's in life. And then your body will support you. It will trust you to give you the energy you need. And then you'll stay healthy. So I know I didn't quite answer the relaxation, but I'm more pertinent here is the follow your bliss bit, which is using the energy for things that feel good and learning to say no to things that feel bad.
Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to leave us with in this segment of chronic fatigue?
Yeah, let's talk about pain. Let's talk about pain relief. Because there's a lot of pain in the fibromyalgia folks. Muscles get locked in a shortened position, and it triggers nerve pain from the central sensitization.
Mm-hmm.
So for pain relief, natural pain relief, there's two herbal mixes that are awesome. One is called Curamin, which is the most amazing thing I've seen for pain relief, natural or prescription. It's an herbal mix by Europharma. Again, any health food store, you can find it at vitality101.com. It's 2 tablets 3 times a day for 6 weeks. You will see effect often first day, but routinely within the first week. But give it 6 weeks to see the full effect, especially for chronic pain. For most pain, 1-3 times a day is plenty, and then the pain goes away. But for fibro pain, that's severe chronic pain, 2-3 times a day. Another herbal mix, which is called End Pain, by enzymatic therapy for that one, also excellent. It's cheaper than Curamin. They can be used together. They both overlap in the Boswellia, but they have different things and wonderful for pain. Again, 2-3 times a day, then drop the dose once the pain is under control, and you can use the two together. Medications for pain. Aspirin, the medications like Motrin or NSAIDs, deadly and don't work. They kill about, I'm estimating, over 30,000 Americans a year. Deadly, deadly and unnecessary because the two herbal mixes I mentioned. There's a study where one of the herbal mixes, a cousin to it, beat the socks off of Celebrex for arthritis. It was just knocked him for a loop and left him in the dust. And that one's called Healthy Knees and Joints. This is another curcumin product by Europharma. So natural things can be very helpful. Medications, Neurontin, Ultran, Scalaxin. These are off-patent. The Scalaxin will be off-patent soon. Dirt cheap, fairly well-tolerated. Other medications, Lyrica, Cymbalta, Savella, expensive, not any more effective than these other ones we talked about. I think more side effects. Helpful. But way down the list of what's needed. So, I've treated people with chronic pain for over 30 years now, and I'm going to say I can count the number of people that I've not been able to get adequate pain relief. And these are people flying in from all over the world for their chronic pain. On my two hands, on my fingers. You can get pain-free. You simply can. And I'm going to recommend 2 books. There's Fatigue Fantastic for CFS and fibro, there's pain-free 1-2-3 for chronic pain. And to make life simpler for you, if you go to my website at vitality101.com, There's a free symptom analysis program. You just click on it. It will analyze your symptoms. If you have lab tests, it'll analyze those, determine exactly what's causing your CFS and fibromyalgia, and tailor a treatment protocol to your case. And we used to charge about $400 for that, but we told people if they couldn't afford it, that they could do it for free. And 80% of people wrote back saying, I'm poor, I'm crippled with this disease, so we just made it free for everybody.
Okay.
And one last thing, we do see patients from all around the world. I live in Hawaii now. We do consultations by phone for most patients. And some people like to be seen in Hawaii, but I do have about 5 to 8 hours a week now that I spend on direct patient care. And we're happy to see people with the disease and help them get their life back as well. Fibromyalgia and fatigue centers all around the country, clinics of doctors using the SHINE protocol. Their website is www.vitality101.com. All kind of ways to get, their website is www.fibroandfatigue.com. So there's all kind of ways to get well. You know, from if you have no money to whether you can afford healthcare, there are things out there. You know, we've made this so everybody can get well now. That's been our goal.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, there one last thing?
Sure.
We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/drteitelbaum, Dr. Teitelbaum. I'm answering dozens of questions day and every day, pretty much. And for those who can't afford a visit, that's where people get their questions answered for free. It's a very active community. We have over 3,000 people in our Facebook family that are very active on the site. Good place to put your questions in, and I get to most of them.
Great information. Thank you.
You're welcome.